The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Mathurin inside, left-handed, off the glass. The Mathurin magic here in Game 3. Mathurin fires away, puts it in. Mathurin madness. He's got 25 on 9 of 11 from the field.
This crowd has been standing most of the fourth quarter. They've waited 25 years for a finals game at home. Nimhard pushes, brings it back out. Shot clock turned off. OKC's not going to foul. Now Siakam inside. And that will do it. Finishing touches. Final seconds. And they are celebrating here in Indianapolis. The Pacers' dream of their first NBA title very much alive. They're two wins away from a championship.
This is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
I watched that game yesterday, audio courtesy of ABC and the NBA, where you can't put the finals on the court, apparently, because everybody it turns into a slip and slide. That later on. Not now, but later on.
That makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense. Well, I got a bigger question for you later. You're gonna have to take off your insider glasses and actually have some fun with it if we're gonna ask the question. Anyway, I watched a game last night. I'm watching all these players I had this thought. I says it's like getting close to the end of the third quarter. And I see all these guys, and I'm going, man, I watched Kobe in the finals. I watched Michael Jordan in the finals, obviously. I watched Kobe in the finals. Shaq, LeBron, the who's who. Steph Curry, the who's who. I mean, the icons in the last 30 years in the NBA finals. And I'm going, man, Chet Holmgren was a high draft pick. Tyrese Halliburton is a name. But I'm watching guys like T.J. McConnell looks like he should be playing in a CYO game and he should be reffing high school basketball compared to the other ones out there. And that's going to sound like I ripped him, and it kind of is, but I'm going, I just have a lot of respect for everybody out here on the floor. And then I'm listening to Mike Breen and Doris Burke, and obviously I'm going, you know what I got? I just have a lot of respect for everything on the broadcast.
Everybody
right
involved?
Now. I got, for the broadcasters to the players.
What about the halftime crew?
I didn't see the halftime crew. I'm sorry. I have no idea. I don't really watch the pre-post and halftimes.
That's no respect then.
Well, I can't. If I don't see them, how can I disrespect them?
It's Malika. It's Stephen A. Smith. It's Bob Myers, former GM of Golden State. And is it Perk?
It's Perk.
Oh, well, you know how I feel about that.
Tell people how you feel about it.
No.
Microphone? Share your thoughts on how you feel about it.
Why do I need to know why?
I'd be interested to hear your thoughts, and I'm sure all of Northeast Ohio and beyond.
Do they care?
And all our streamers of the Odyssey app around the world.
The fabulous Odyssey app, which is free.
I think they would love to know what you...
An Odyssey.
You want me to go person by person?
Yes. Let's start out with Malika. Who did she get married to former friend of the show, Dave McMenamin? I believe she did.
Congratulations to them.
Yes.
I hope that they have a long relationship.
First night out
forever.
With him. He had a welcome to Cleveland night out, former Syracuse grad, and didn't have too many after that because Dave wanted to keep his job.
Yeah, Lima's a
Dave
tough
had
one.
Much
Your
better,
priorities were in different places
Dave
at
had
the
a
time.
Much better job than I did at that time, and he wanted to keep that much
Guess
better
what?
Job.
He still got him.
Hey, come on!
But he gained a healthy respect of the Lima lifestyle. After
not,
that night.
No, and you're not tricking me into that.
Well,
I'm not going
This one's easy to do here. We normally do three. Just do four. Power Ranger right. NBA.
Let's go. Halftime. I didn't even hear all the people that were there.
Bob Myers, number one.
All right, Bob Myers, number one.
Number one, because I'm actually getting basketball. I'm actually getting a detailed breakdown of what we just watched.
He convinced me he was Wally Zerbiak for a time there, too. They look.
Ooh,
they look
who's funny. Got the bet? You want a power rank full heads of hair?
All right, fine. I got to let this
You want to do that one?
Yo, hold on here. Here we go.
That's an all-timer. Wally Zerbiak. He's got a full back of hair, full front of hair.
Did he have a back of hair?
He has it all. The
Put your
hair,
feelings on back hair.
The hair is pouring out every orifice of his body.
My neighbor's got back hair, and then he grills shirtless, and then he looks at me like, are you okay with this? I'm like, I don't care. Food tastes good.
Oh, Wally strikes me as somebody who's doing the Brazilian waxes. One of the males that dares do a Brazilian.
What is a Brazilian wax?
Oh, that's the... Well, I was going to do a for the videos, the camera.
They can't see you.
I was going to turn around and bend over and show you exactly how to get to the Brazilian...
Where you put your Christmas trees.
Power rank the waxes. Here we go.
Let's go.
You're the one who's got waxed and all
never,
that stuff.
No, I've never waxed.
Paraffin.
Nothing. I knew you'd go there.
Candle.
Earwax.
Yummy, yum, yum.
You see the camera? We are digging a tunnel. No, I went all the way through once. It's amazing. Didn't hit anything.
Like Mad Magazine.
So it's good that you have a healthy respect of everybody involved.
I don't know if that's going to draw ratings. Though. I don't know if that's going to draw the general public.
It's not. So I did tell Ken, I do think the ratings, now the series, I'm guessing, will go 6 and maybe 7. If it goes 7, it's not going to get 2016 game 7, which I think peaked at like 40-some million. It's not doing that. But we've been around, 8 million the first two games, and we won't have, the game 3 numbers for a bit here. But this series is not going to draw well. It just isn't. And we've gone over the reasons why it's not going to draw well, but I think it shows you this series is getting the baseline of diehard basketball fans to tune in.
Yeah.
And that's it. How can a series like this get somebody else? That it's not going to get,
man.
Like my sister,
I don't know,
watches the biggest NFL games all year. She doesn't care about the NFL, but they will get her because it's an event. Oh, it's at a party. Oh, it's on at a bar. They'll get her that way as a casual fan. If everybody around her tells her, oh, it's the AFC Championship game. The winner goes to the Super Bowl. Well, okay. Then my sister will watch. She has no shot of watching a Halliburton right now versus SGA NBA Finals matchup. There is nothing that could draw my sister in. Game 7, if you tell her with 2 minutes left and she's at a restaurant and the game is on, she'll look at her phone for the final 2 minutes. She will not tune in. So you're not going to get people like that. And that's always my barometer. Can it get, and I mistakenly used Owen as an example, but Owen watched last night. Owen's from Oklahoma.
But
he doesn't count.
We put in a different thing, though. No, hold on. We put in a different tack to it. If Owen had his old job and did not work at the Fan and did not have to consume sports for his job, just as general sports fan Owen, okay? Everything else, he just doesn't work at the Fan. Would he
but
watch?
I live in the area.
Would he watch the
fight? 13 years.
Yes. Would he? Everything else is. And like you used to call into the Sports Talk radio show in Little Rock, Arkansas, yeah. Right? Okay, so he's a sports fan. Would you have watched that game last night?
No.
There you go. There's your answer.
Okay, so how?
There's your answer. He's being honest with you.
So it would a game 7 be enough to get you in?
Probably. I'm just looking at it now. The great thing that they do for game 7 is it's on Sunday, right?
Yes.
It's going to be at a time. It's going to get the build up.
And this is why.
That's true. You have a whole weekend
That's why game 6s suck, because they're always on Fridays.
Yes.
And I'm going to do something else on Friday.
This is why they hate this. This is why, like, the people on, like, First Take and Lateral Hazard show, they, what'd you call it?
Lateral Hazard, yeah.
Yeah, it's Lateral Hazard.
That's not what it's called?
No. That's why in the morning on Lateral Hazard, this is why they hate this. And this is why, because I accused them, and I got this wrong a couple weeks ago. I go, all they're going to do is they're going to get in there and they're going to talk about ratings, mm-hmm. ratings. And I don't think the general sports fan,
which is what we're doing.
The Owen, if he never would have worked at the Fan or anything. No. I'm not complaining about ratings. I'm telling you why they do it. Mm-hmm. Because it's respectable basketball. It's just not juicy.
Yeah.
There's no juice. Yeah. There's a fan base in Indiana. Great. There's a fan base in Oklahoma City. And while you may hate their owner because he took the Supersonics away from Seattle and took them to Oklahoma, I got nothing against the people of Oklahoma City. They didn't have anything to do with that. They just got a basketball team.
It looks like they have the best synchronized home crowd in the world.
It'd be even better if they had a finals logo on the court, but that's a different conversation for later in the show. This is why they do it. Because it is so much easier. Look at the calendar. It is so much easier on June 12th during the finals to put superstar, and why one's greater than the other, and why one of them, like if LeBron plays in the finals and loses, why he'll never be you-know-who, and why you-know-who will never be the other one. Like it's always that. And they don't do that, and they get frustrated because they can't.
Well, we don't have even anybody to hate watch in this
series. Exactly. There's a respect for everyone.
There's
I don't hate
no
Tyrese Halliburton.
Whose legacy is on the line in this series? Seriously. Whose legacy?
There is none.
Are we going to get up and
There's
scream?
None.
I guess if SGA played poorly last night, right? After he played like an MVP the game before. if SGA struggles the rest of the series, his legacy is not going to be tarnished, but it'll be, oh, this is why you're not Kobe. This is why you're not Michael Jordan, despite having the stats, some of the best stats of any guard in the history of the game.
Anyway, he's an MVP, but his he's only 26, he'll be 27 next month.
You're right, but the only thing people have said is, and rightfully so, if you look at all his advanced numbers this year and the team success, it's one of the great guard years in NBA history this year.
It is, but was anybody, if they win the finals, was anybody going to tell you, hey, you know what, now he's on his way to Kobe? No.
If they wanted to fill a segment, they would. I don't know about that.
Really?
Because I think it would be...
No, I don't agree with
that. I think it would turn into, hello, did you just see the year he had? Oh, and by the way, he won MVP, and oh, by the way, he won NBA Finals MVP, and he has a championship. He's now a Hall of Famer. That stuff would all come into play, and then it would be like, if he does this two more times... Who's had a better run than that as a guard since Michael Jordan?
If he does that two more times, but you got to do it at least one more time to get in that conversation of can he do it two more times? But just doing it once, it isn't going to get
part.
You.
You
can lay the foundation and go, you know what? If he continues to do this.
See, this was the problem.
That's fine, but no one's going to rip on him.
This
after
is the problem
like
with Nikola Jokic. He has had four of the best NBA seasons we've ever seen consecutively from a center.
Uh-huh.
What didn't he do? He only got to that finals one time. Needs to get to the finals more, or he's never going to be treated despite all the numbers in the world.
That is it. We're looking for the legacy in the NBA. It just matters so much more than it seems to in any of the other sports. The legacy conversation, the one-on-one factor to it. And if we're all just taking turns winning a finals 7 in 7 years, I can't have that conversation. I can't have that general sports fan conversation that we all say we're tired of, but every guy at the bar loves to have. Let's be honest, that people have built their entire careers on with some of those one-on-one conversations with all-time NBA greats. If you can't have that conversation, it's not going to lead to a lot of juice for the finals. But I'm not ripping on – I don't want to turn it into ripping on the finals. It's not, because it's not bad. I respect everything going on. I respect the entire broadcast, the play-by-play, the color analyst, the sideline reporting, from the refs to the guys on the floor. Like, it's all respectful. But it's not – it doesn't create a controversy that you and your buddies want to get into an argument about at a bar. Don in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Don.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Don. Go right on ahead.
So you ask, what's at stake for these finals? Whose legacy? In my opinion, it's the NBA's legacy. Not that the NBA is going away anytime soon. It's not. But ever since LeBron left the East, nobody's repeated. There's been no player that's taken over and dominated and, like you said, been included in any kind of the conversations of he's entering the greatest ever of his generation or the GOAT or anything like that. And also, like you said, and I don't know how much you pay attention across all the platforms of social media, that's a conversation that takes place like 48 million times a day everywhere. And you're right. It does not happen for any other sport. No one's arguing Montana and Brady.
Yeah.
No one's arguing Bonds and
No one gatekeeps more than basketball fans from different generations.
It's the NBA, and there's nothing really wrong with it, but I consider myself kind of an old-school NBA guy. I've seen all these guys play in their prime, and I've seen LeBron. Like, it isn't the same. I would be watching more if it just fit my schedule. I'm not able to see all these games, but if I could, I would.
Yeah.
So you can include me in the millions that watch, but it's not like it was. I'm sorry. Even for LeBron haters, it just isn't. They watch because they wanted LeBron to lose. They wanted to hate.
Yeah,
I'm just watching to kind of see, like, does Indiana really pull this off? They're not supposed to, but do they? So it's the NBA's legacy that's online there, not really a player's.
You're right about that, Don. Thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. That was a great call by Don.